see you.
Thank you so much for coming. I think your plane landed literally 2 hours ago in Vancouver. It's such a treat. Such a treat to have you. So talk us through, how do you get from Einstein's equation to a black hole?
Well, so over 100 years ago, Einstein came up with this geometric theory of gravity, which deforms space-time. So matter deforms space-time, and then space-time tells matter in turn how to move around it. And you can get enough matter into a small enough region that it punctures space-time, and even light can't escape. The force of gravity keeps even light inside.
So, I mean, before that, the reason the Earth moves around the Sun is not because the Sun is pulling the Earth, as we think, but it's literally changed the shape of space so that we just sort of fall around the Sun.
Exactly. The geometry of space-time tells the Earth how to move around the Sun. And so you're almost seeing a black hole puncture through space-time, and when it goes so deeply in, then there's a point at which light orbits the black hole.
And so this is what's happening here, right? This is not an image. This is a computer simulation of what we always thought, like what the event horizon around a black hole.
Yeah, until last week, we had no idea what a black hole really looked like. The best we could do were simulations like this in supercomputers. But even here, you see this ring of light, which is the orbit of photons. That's where photons literally move around the black hole. And around that is this hot gas. It's drawn to the black hole, and it's hot because of friction. All this gas is trying to get into a very small volume, so it heats up.